Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later in the hour, how local arts organizations fared during the pandemic and what the future might hold for arts funding. And we visit the Cape Cod Cape Verdean Museum in Falmouth. But first,
according to the 2010 U.S. Census data, Fall River has the largest Portuguese American population in the U.S. A study by UMass Dartmouth in 2005 estimated that nearly half, 49% of Fall River residents are of Portuguese descent. Joining us to discuss the diverse history of Fall River and the upcoming Festival of Music, Arts, and Food to celebrate Fall River as a territory of arrivals and intersections is Michael Benavides. He's a founder of the Fabric Fall River Festival. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
So we're going to talk about the festival in a few minutes, but given that roughly half the population of Fall River is of Portuguese descent and that the community has endured for 150 years, a short historical note is in order. So remind us of what brought Portuguese people to New England and specifically to Fall River.
Well, so to New England initially, I think whaling played a significant role, and that's our sister city here, New Bedford. A little further up the road, probably saw the first Azorean immigrants to the area. But my folks, for example, came over to work in textiles, like so many other Azorean families. Fall River is known, it was known for years and years as a textile hub. That was a skill that Azorians had. They were handy, they were crafty, so they came to work in textiles.
In cities across the U.S., we have Little Italy's or Chinatowns, yet Fall River is one of the few cities where the descendants of immigrants have chosen to stay in great numbers. What are some of the reasons the Portuguese community is still so robust in Fall River?
I would say that, it's comfortable. Fall River is a place where they settled, where there was a lot of Portuguese commerce that sprung up as a result of this settlement. So people feel a certain level of comfort here. Portuguese being sort of Roman Catholic, there's many churches in the community that were started. So there were small communities that were formed within this larger community. And for years and years, I remember as a child going to the bank and my parents speaking to Portuguese bankers and going to the butcher and the butcher speaking Portuguese to my folks. So I think the fact that it was comfortable, it felt like home, kept them here for many years.
How do Fall River residents maintain connections with the Azores and Cape Verde? Do people travel back and forth frequently? Do they maintain dual citizenship?
Yeah, I would say both. In fact, there's a direct flight out of Boston to the Azores. So I think now more than ever, folks keep, traveling to the Azores frequently, vice versa as well. We're seeing a lot of Azorians also visiting family in the communities. So and the fact that our governments are also interconnected, the local government has pretty good connections with the Azorean government and vice versa. We'll see the president of the Azores was just recently with us in the community in December. So this is, there's a real good exchange happening. Like I said, now more than ever.
Mm. How does Portuguese art and culture influence the greater Fall River community today?
Well, so there was a lot of, growing up, there were a lot of festivals, Portuguese festivals, mostly religious festivals around the church. And a lot of these are still maintained today, although some have no longer exist, but there's still a fair amount of festivals. On any given weekend, you can come into the city and experience a Portuguese festival with Portuguese food. What we're attempting to do with Fabric Arts Festival is a contemporary art festival. So there's a real burgeoning contemporary art scene happening in the Azores. Some of our partners on this project are from the Azores. And it was in my travels for work, I oftentimes spent a little time in the Azores and got to see sort of the winds of change and reached out to organizers who were organizing festivals on the other side and proposed the inception of Fabric. So the idea here is that we have plenty of festas, the traditional feasts that we've grown accustomed to, but no one was really highlighting the contemporary culture that exists in the Azores, and Fabric is doing exactly this.
So that was the genesis then, you're traveling and kind of wanting incorporating Fabric. So when did this all get started?
So I would say 6 years ago, we started envisioning fabric. Four years ago, we had our first edition of fabric. This will be our fourth edition, May 12th to the 14th.
So what's the theme for this year's festival?
So the theme this year is where we meet. And it's about places and spaces, and coming off of COVID, the idea is that we're now able to gather in a lot of common spaces. So, and it's also where the communities meet, how we meet and where we meet. So, it's not so literal as in space, but also where we meet in terms of ideas and ideologies.
Public art seems to be having a resurgence in our region, and I love that it gives people an opportunity to interact with art outside of museums or indoor spaces, and it's become part of the everyday experience, right? So has public art always been a part of the fabric festivals?
Correct, yeah. So since inception, our very first edition, we painted three murals in the city, which are up now that folks can see and witness. Some are highly visible from the highways. And so it's always been, much in the way that our partners in the Azores have created public art festivals. One namely called the Walk and Talk is these are our partners who run a festival in the Azores. Their festival is called Walk and Talk, and it happens in July. They've always had a public art program. And so the idea was here with Fabric was to bring a public art program amongst other things.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned there are three murals up. Those are the public art pieces at this point? Are they've already been unveiled?
Oh, no. So those are from the previous editions.
Previous. Okay. What's the current public art pieces in the city, and when are they being unveiled?
Right. So for this edition, we have on the Quikishan River Rail Trail, which is a beautiful trail that runs through the city. There's an underpass where the highway rides above it, 195. We're creating a mural called The Living Wall. And this is with a local artist by the name of Greg Pennison, who's well known in the New England street art scene. And he's painting this living art. A living wall mural, which is designed to change sporadically. Every so often, there'll be a new mural up in that space. Also on the trail, we're going to be adding a sculpture garden by Maria Ana Vaz Costa, who's a Portuguese architect and designer. She's going to be she's created a series of sculptures that we'll be installing on the trail. And to commemorate this, we'll on the Saturday of the event on the 14th, we'll have a communal picnic with DJs who come from Portugal who will be spinning live, and people will get to witness Greg and his crew finishing up this mural, this newly added sculpture to the garden, newly added sculpture to the trail rather. So those are our public art program. That's what we have entailed for this year.
And so the festival kicks off with a communal dinner and concert featuring PMDS on Thursday, May 12th. So what can you tell us about PMDS?
So PMDS are an electronic duo from the Azores, part of this sort of contemporary art scene that I've been discussing. So one of the two artists are classically trained, and they're going to be curating a specific playlist for the dinner, and then putting on a performance following the dinner.
So let's give a listen to PMDS.
Thank you.
13th, there's a dinner, a performance, and lecture all in one around the theme of cod and its importance in Portuguese identity. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so cod is, you know, for those who've traveled to Portugal know that this is the national dish of Portugal. And so these two artists have created a performance piece where they'll be cooking a very traditional dish called bacalhau à Brás. And bacalhau à Brás is a beloved dish in Portugal. So it'll be a participatory dinner where folks who are attending the dinner will be asked to, you know, peel an onion or chop an onion or potatoes, and then the dish will be cooked in front of everyone. But there'll be also a lot of a talk around the origins of cod and why the cod is so beloved to the Portuguese. And then it'll be just a, you know, a party where people are served the dish along with some wine.
There's a lot going on Friday, because in addition to the dinner performance about cod, there's also going to be a performance by, tell me the E-C-E.
Echi.
Okay. And then later in the evening, guitarist Norberto Lobo. So tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Yeah, so Echi is, again, because I'm, you know, Portugal being this sort of new hub of art, Echi comes to Portugal from Turkey. She's born and raised in Turkey and now living in Portugal. She's in Porto, and she's a really interesting artist. It's a very much a performance piece. She uses her vocals. It's very atmospheric, very moody, very interesting performance. So that I think will take a lot of people by surprise. Mm-hmm. We're accustomed to seeing locally.
We like to mix it up, right? And then later in the evening, you have guitarist Norberto Lobo. Let's take a listen to the Norberto. About Norberto, what we just heard. But tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, so Norberto Lobo is more traditional in a sense, but also very contemporary. He's a very in-demand acoustic guitarist in Portugal, playing with a lot of indie bands. So he's, I would say, our most traditional component to the festival, but still very much in the contemporary scene.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You've got like a lot of things going on, right? So was it hard to find all these folks and bring all these folks together or not?
Yeah, I mean, we have a really strong artistic directors, I should say, and they have really great connections. They've been, like I said, putting on Walk and Talk for 10 years. And these are a roster of artists that in some cases they've worked with in the past in their own festivals. So They bring the talent. We, you know, do the ambassadorship on our end. We raise the money. We show everyone a good time, hopefully. Our team is a very talented team. They have great worldwide connections in the art world. So we're able to leverage those connections and bring them to Fall River. We create a global festival over the course of that weekend. So it really brings a new dynamic and energy to this place.
So what's on tap for Saturday at the Fabric Festival?
So Saturday, we've got a jam-packed day, starting with this communal picnic that happens in the afternoon on the trail, where we're encouraging folks to come out, and there'll be a couple of food trucks present, and people are encouraged to pack a picnic as well. For the trail, there was a picnic table that was also designed by Smokestack Studios, which is a design studio here in Fall River. And the artist is an artist by the name of Tyler Inman. And the name of the table is called Falling River Table. So It's a table that'll be debuted at this picnic where folks can sit on and admire its beauty, and then it will be transported to another location in the city. So that starts off the day, and then we head off into our evening program. Well, throughout the day, there'll also be open studios. So people are encouraged to visit the various open studios. And this, all this information can be found on fabricfallriver.com. We've encouraged, and we're working with a lot of open studios to open up this space for our patrons. And then Saturday evening, we have I don't want to refer to them as our headliners, but Shabazz Palaces, which are coming to us from a European tour directly. This will be their first stop off the coming from Europe. And Shabazz is they're from the West Coast, they're from Seattle. And this is an Afro-futuristic electronic band that's very in the now, very current, very relevant, playing a lot of festivals. So we're very happy and thrilled to have them on board. I forgot to mention that also throughout this, on Thursday evening, prior to the dinner, there'll be an installation that we're opening up at Fall River Museum of Contemporary Art, FRMOCA. And it's a site-specific installation by an artistic group called Príncipe Discos from Portugal, which is a group of artists and musicians that are formed, of the African diaspora. They're well acclaimed, and they've gotten some fair amount of press in Europe. They're electronic music DJs, but they also have graphic designers, and they're going to be doing a site specific installation at FRMOCA with sound and music and also graphics, and so it's an experience that can't be missed. And that's actually the kickoff, the inauguration of the festival will be at the installation.
So we said there's a lot to take in at the Fabric Fall River Arts Festival. It runs May 12th to the 14th. We'll post a link with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. Michael Benavides, founder of the Fabric Fall River Festival, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming up after a break, we visit the Cape Cod, Cape Verdean Museum.